Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi App Store okanye kwi Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657
AM. 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends you and I are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. Thank you so much to Ashley. She's back with you tomorrow morning. Oh yes, tomorrow morning she's back with you. Let us start in this manner. Let's take you to Mamelodi. This is a beautiful song, man. Tswane ya Mamelodi. Give me Lodi fela. Tapelo lififi in the background. Gongo kuhle. Beautiful song, I should say.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
657 AM. Streams of blessings.
Yeah, man. This is how it goes. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, I tell you. And of course, we are together right through up to the hour 7.
Funda okuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. Please excuse my voice, it's the flu. We just started yesterday at Tekis. I just felt my knees and my sneeze and my head and wow. Tugu tugu yani kuliani wena. Wow. Fever. Even. Yeah, Agnanda. Let me greet our guest. Let me start with Sipo Bolo. Sipo, sawana putwam.
Sawana from the Surrey and Goto.
Siapila Gunjan Goto Naguwe.
Wasibonge baba sibingelele mfethu siyabulantana niku baba umotha nabakele emakhaya niphile right kodwa mfundisi banikelile ekhaya nasontweni nihlabele kamnandi namhlanje.
No yazi sifuna ukwakha intasenga ikhishi so uzonikela ke mfo kaSipho ngoba ngiyezwa ukuthi uthintekile sifuna ukwakha ikhishi laphayana so uzonikela ke wonke umuntu ongibuza ngokunikela uzonikela ke ngoba kwakhiwe ikhishi laphaya. Sibonga inkosi ephila enamandla. Sifuna ukwakha ikhishi labo gogo. Abugogo bakwazi ukuzozenzela umdoko. He?
Yeah, bazintashingathi.
Hey madoda, bavuba amasi beshaya isibovu.
Hayi, sibonge ngoba njalo mfundo, sibonge, sibonga uNkulunkulu konke kuhamba kahle phansi.
Siyabonga. Ngabe I'm not joking, it's true. I'm really really looking forward. Ufuna ukwakhela abogogo ikhishi man. Ngegama lika Yahusha Hamashiya. Ukwakhela abogogo abomkhulu nabogogo ikhishi labo labazoza ngoba abantwana babashiya baye ezikolweni. Eh? Babashiya banjalo. Bangagezanga. Ufuna bagezise senze nama nurse lapha abagezisa abogogo nabomkhulu. Abomkhulu nabogogo ogeza baba kunde namazipho.
Hey, ngathi namhlabo wazi ngihambile ngayigunda umama amazipho. You touch me now.
Awuzeke, awuzeke. Abagunda amazipho bese bayakwazi nokuthi babalungisa inwele. Uyabona? And then bese bakwazi kubanikeza ezokuqhubha. Huh? Nezokugcobisa emakhwapheni. Uyayibona? Huh? Yeah, namakha. Namakha, kufuneka futhi namakha. Uyabona? Abogogo abomkhulu nabogogo bayayekwa nje.
Siyami.
Khona omunye bebamthuma amabhiya mfu. Bamshaye nokuthi ubuye late. Uhamba kancane ngaphi yachuga akakwazi ukuhamba.
umkhulu uyayibona inkinga uma singafonela uNikho manje simbuza uNikho uzokutshela ukuthi ubani lo mkhulu engikhuluma ngaye so we really need to take care of the aged and many people I know they dump them at these homes bayabalahlela in these homes bese abasenandaba nabo it's like they become thrown away once makathathi pension umkhulu wonke umuntu uyajaha ukuthi umkhulu ushona nini
hey bazodla ama benefits
bona labazalwane laba
A
dangerous labantu abathabazalwane eh
this
serious
the topic is such around the point because it is trumpness with sibafaka ma policies ma insurance
yeah
expecting them to die so that we can cash them
so that you can cash up yes bese uyazi ukuthi igovernment izonikela ngebhokisi ngithi le bhokisi le snacks leliyana izonikela ngebhokisi and then i street estradeni kune society sase estradeni bazothenga ama lento ama vegetables nani when you cash up mocha to cash up laphana uyothenga imbuzi ezithu ekudala benza izinto ngamadlozi ngazilembuzi uyazibona imbuzi zakho ngathi abantu bese uyaziletha ke laphana inkosi yami bese uthatha yonke 100 angicedi ngiyakhuluma
Check your voice
Angithi ngikhuluma nawe Sipho kanti ina hawo
Okhoje busalingelela no
Yeah
ishaya ngibulu
Ubuye ugunda umama amazipho ugogo wabantwana bakho angithi
Yeah ngiyile namhlanje jabula kanje ngambona jabula man ngomdala ngomgunda ngizayizipho ezu 10
Yebo
ngine lapha emzansi ezu 10
Yeah
kukhulu like how we get isibusiso basaphile ngeke ngemgude bathuneni akasaphile ngeke ngisakwazi kumele ngoba akasaphile asaphila mele ngenze kahle
Ngoba labantu besaqeda lapha bazoshumayela bakhale lapha emangcwe bakhale baqeda namfundisi wabo lo Thandi Mali bamnikeza 1000 azokhuluma into engekho lapha akhulumeke lo mfundisi into engekho ngogoga ngamazi Bamkhashila ngithi wena uthathele 150,000 uyiphokethile sesizobona so uthenge nemoto.
Uyinyanyavu nginyembe zabantu abadala.
Nkosi yami. Nkosi size thimbingelele uJabulani Dominic Nel Spread, Jabulani ena sport embombela. My friend.
My friend.
Kunjani kodwa?
My friend. Siyaphila kakhulu ngumusa kaJesu.
Hallelujah
sonke.
Hallelujah.
Ngelele studio ngibingelele kumfethu uSipho. Ngumfundisi umothe nabalaleli bonke ngegama lika yashaya hamashiya.
Hallelujah. Kusaphileka kodwa ngakuwe.
Ah, ngiyaphila kakhulu man, my friend. Ngiyaphila nani stud.
Ha ngiyaphila man Jabu, phela umfowethu. Umfowethu engisele naye. Bonke bajika endleleni, bajika. Wahlala nami kuloku nginjalo nje.
Amen.
Yabona, ngiyabonga ukungibekezelela mfowu man, hey.
Amen.
Ungamangali mangiloku ngithi kuwe ngithi bafo. Ngoba kunjalo vele umfowethu
kunjalo
so ngiyabonga nje kakhulu kuba khona kwakho empilweni yami mfomane uyisibusise sikhulu soloku washona ubaba hawo mfomane hayi man yazini I feel ukuthi nginomfowethu uJabulani uDominic awuzeke
haleluya kunjalo
Yeah.
Thanda kakhulu nami my friend.
Thank you so much. We've umfundisi Motha on the line. Mfundisi wami, greetings and welcome to you, sir.
Shalom my brother. Greetings to you. Greetings umfundisi Jabu na kumfundisi Sipho in the name of Yahusha ya Mashiach. Ngiyathemba futhi niyaphila.
Hayi siyaphila man, siyaphila. Hayi siyaphila.
Hayi siyabonga. Sibonga impilo. Siyaphila nathi uJehova emuhle nje sigcinile esandleni sakhe somusa but.
Hey ndoda yazi le ndaba oyikhuluma yenkulu angathi ngigamuka inyawo lapha esibhedlele amathambo athi hayi siyofaka insimba ngeke sike amputate ngathi ngiyabonga kodwa hey ngingapheli lapha eICU bathi bangikhiphela ku high care ha ngizobuya after 4 hours imishini sethi twitwitwitwitwitwitwi so yabezwa lapho sisi bakhuluma bathi yena really hodyo yabona na noma ulingwana wa mdimu utlotla mo spetlele mo utlo fika mo utlo kutlo thola rena mo hey madoda inkosi yami hawo baba kan manje singenzeni manje labantu bengihleba ngibalalele nje bathi uyamona shule ke bathini couch potato or bathe kabishi or couch nje kunabo cow cow khona lapho
yeah kodwa uNkulunkulu emuhle mfowethu
nakhoke 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 and siyabonga kakhulu ukusijoina mfundisi welcome to the show thank you so much
thank you so much mfundisi to have me once again tonight we are looking forward to learn together
all right bengidlala ingoma yaka Thapelo Lififi it's a beautiful song indeed a very beautiful one and tonight we are talking about spiritual discernment angithi
kunjalo mfundisi
yeah so this is a very powerful matter it's a very powerful matter and I should say without a doubt ukuthi there is a serious need for spiritual discernment because yesterday I don't know how many of you watch Candice Owen she is one of my favorite journalists a talk show host I can tell you she touched something that I have been looking on for quite some time. Do you know that the devil has planned to infiltrate all these religions with his agenda throughout, whether they like it or not? He is bringing that, you know. That is why we need to be alert and we need to be discerning. Because it's bringing all kinds of theories that you can never think about into the churches. And many people will come with many revelations. Uzoza ne prophet ozayikipa ze Paulo. Mafuna ukubona ukuthi sekudlalwa ngathi ke manje. And you will also hear quite a lot of things that are not even scriptural, spoken in the name of prophecy by people who call themselves all sorts of names and prophets. And these people will be doing what we call tabloidism. If you want to catch and discern ukuthi lento le ihambelana no Satan is the amount of fame that thing will get. Into kaNkuluNkulu ekuyempela enomoya kaNkuluNkulu enezwe liphiya likaNkuluNkulu. Ngiyakutshela umhlaba uyithandi. If you put it even if you put it on YouTube kungasikudala bazababuza abantu ukuthi niyafuna ukuyibona lento le and then bese laba abanye abangathanda uNkulunkulu bathi ayithina sifuna ukuyibona bese bayakutshela ke nge message ukuthi into yakho le it's inappropriate endaweni ethize I mean besenza i live video besiyenza la 2 weeks ago la I got reports ukuthi in some other countries bangmutile they muted me you know why because of what we were speaking about and then I said why are they muting me they said no some of the music that you play we don't have the rights on it so we can't pay for it ngathi oh okay kulungile I mean that is legal that is fair enough but we know ukuthi why kodwa lento le ethanda uSatan ikhulume abo men and women of abo MOG nabo WOG ampurinithi GNU abo WOG labo aba abantantayo who basically are into what we call those of you who do journalism will know there is this disease called tabloidism in other words people go for that which is gossip maba ngathi sibambe umfundisi banibani ngebrook pants wonke umuntu oyibeka ku first page leyo nto leyo because it's a tabloid and then ihleba ngomuntu ihlubula umuntu iembarrass umuntu I'm covering bese mabathi baceda bathi abu men of god abanjani ke laba yazi kusha bobani kushiza ngoma bona labantu ababize labo men of god ukuthi no ithinga ukunikeza something ukuthi kugcwale sontweni lakho wena uzangibonga kanje so we need to discern today we have people who have infiltrated the churches Ngiyabonga mawuthi mina lami sonto abakalingeneleli uma usho njalo hayi kunjalo Ngithanda ukuthi kubantwana bami bathi yazi la besithanda besihlala eRoslyn and then sometimes ebusuku bukunuka ngenye indlela why because kune South African brewery lapha yana So mabavula amachimbi lawa lo mdoko wakho uphekeka uyawuzwa ebusuku emoyeni uyawuzwa ukunuka kwayo. So ngithanda ukuthi kibo uma ungayinukelela lento wayizwe emakhaleni kusho ukuthi seyisesifubeni. Seyingaphakathi soyihogele leyo nto leyo. Labantu badlala ngathi bantwana bamfana sithuthe la. Hey inhle. And we need to discern. We need to see what kind of spirits are ruling where we stay, where we live. We need to discern ukuthi abantu esebenza nabo abantu abanjani. We need to discern ukuthi siphila nabantu abanjani. The kind of friends that we enter into relationships with, we need to discern ukuthi bahamba ngamoya muphi. We need to discern also, you see, nabafundisi sibabiza ukuthi bazosishumayeza. Abafundisi sibabiza ukuthi bazosishumayeza. You need to have a spirit of discernment to check ukuthi le out ihamba ngomoya omuphi lo. Omunye uke wakhahlela I
manje ujabulana ngathi bekangayobi khona lapha.
Wakhahlela lento yomnikele engathi imanki yayibona. Athi phela mangisuke eUganda mina ngibhadele ngemali yamaphepha. Who cares, man? Asikubizanga. Uyabona akhahlela laphana. Ya abantu banikele inini. Khona umuntu owangifonela khona la kulomsakazi wathi, "Hey, bathi nendibilisha bayifuni, omunye gogo anikela ngendibilisi lo gogo uthi ngezwa nje ikhanda ukuthi nqing." Mangibheka ngithola yile yandibilishi sengishaya ikhanda yaginqika kimi. Mfundisi athi asithathi indibilishi thina. Discern. If you're in a church labathi ngisho nabantu bepension balethele tithe leyo. Imali yegrant. Balethe tithe. If bathi fanele ninikele lo mfundisi appreciation yakhe mawuthi nayo bathi hambani niyoboleka imali ibandla lonke lihambe liyoboleka. I-300,000 a bank. Benze ne method of payment. Benze method of payment. Amthole le 300,000. Bamthengele nale moto le bathi amalogwe. Basho njalo ke KZN. Bathi amalogwe. Kusho ukuthi amarok. Bamthengele yona ke. Sorry Sipho makuhamba ngale moto ngiyaxolisa mfethu. Bamthengele yona ke amarok. Hamanga ayo. You must discern ukuthi banjani labantu laba. You must check the spirit behind.
Yeah.
Now the word is saying something. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 9. Therefore give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? To discern it means to be able to see indeed that which is good and that which is evil, and to be able to make a separation. Because these days we seem to be getting in. And then you look at Proverbs chapter 1 verse 2. To know wisdom and understanding, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Discernment means to perceive and to know. Instruction, to perceive and to know divine instructions. But also to know the voice of the master. You need discernment. Nokuthi nje kusasa uyongena njani usuku lakusasa. Suku lesibili kusasa after iSabbath angithi namhlanje lokuqala. And bese kufanele ucheckeke ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi niyophila kanjani. Bengisafundisa ingane yami ngithi enganeni yami ngithi yazini njalo nje kuseni ubothi mawuvuka uze kimi lapha ekamireni uthi baba yini ofuna ngiyenze namhlanje ngaphambi kokuthi ngihambe. Ngiyenza umsebenzi wami wesikole ngoba use university. Ngaphambi kokuthi ngihambe ngenza ama research wami ngoba wenza ama postgraduate lo mntwana. Umbuze uyafika lapha kimi uyagwekoda ngithi ngena uthi baba ngicela ukuthi ungitshele ukuthi yini ofuna ngiyenze namhlanje ngaphambi kokuthi ngihambe ngesikole. Bese ngithi okay ngiyakhumbula ngicela ungifakele laphayana isithombe se men's dialogue bese uyasithumela kubomfundisi uMotha nabomfundisi abaningi laphayana be men of hope uthumele Oh, Jabulani Dominic, uthumele kuSipho Bolosi. Yawo, yawo. Uthumele kule iganzonzo lezi. Uyabona ukuthi bakwazi kuyami. Uyabona. Bese makaqeda. Uyazi ukuthi okay, namhlanje umsebenzi wami ukuthi ngenze lento le. Nathi kufanele kube njalo. Abanye bethu sinovuka bese uyageza, maqeda ugeza ungena phakathi kwesuti yakho eklima ekpinyayo bese uhamba ungena emsebenzini. UNkulunkulu uthi mawufika emsebenzini kuphela uzohlangana nento ethizi nethizi nethizi kufanele wenze kanje kanje. Hayi awazi wena ufaka ingoma yakho ye joyous kuma headphones. Inkosi size ngempela ngoba kuyashuba uma singenayo i-discernment.
Tune in at 6 p.m. every Wednesday for Ray Lekhodi on Wednesday Live, your weekday dose of inspiration and empowerment to get you through that midweek slump. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Jabu, let me start with you, my friend. When we talk about discernment, what comes to mind?
Thank you very much, my friend. What a great topic indeed, spiritual discernment.
Hallelujah.
So this is a very important thing to practice as believers because of we can never know that which the Father requires of us and that which is of the will of the Father about our lives if we do not discern. You know, so that is why it's really one of the important things for us to exercise, to discern. You've explained a lot and also gave practical examples because God has sent us to different places for his work of his kingdom. And also the devil has sent out his agents out there to fight against the kingdom of the Father. So without this spirit of discernment, we will really be, we will find ourselves in danger. But if we are aware of the spiritual the spiritual discernment in us, there is nothing that will take us by surprise. Everything that will happen will be like already we knew that this was going to happen, and that also helps us to be able to act according to God's will in advance, and also warn each other, warn the believers, warn the church, warn the world, because of we've got that eye of the spirit that can see in the future, that can see things before they come to pass. So that is, in short, spiritual discernment, when we can know the secret things that are hidden, you know, without them yet manifesting, but we already know. And also even when people speak, we can be able to know the intents of the heart. Like people will come and really speak good words, but deep within their hearts, it is utoluti ikaya ibos. If you've got lomoya wokuhlolisisa, uyakwazi ukuthi ubone konke lokho, as much as also even nezinto ezinhle, you can be able to see izinto ezinhle zikaNkulunkulu. You know, as you were saying, ukuthi some other people are you find out they are being gossiped, you know, like spoken bad of as bad examples. But if unomoya wokuhlola, you will be able to discern with, no, this is a lie from Satan to destroy the name of this pastor or the main name of this believer, or the name of this person, because of you can discern. You have the heart of God that can be able to discern. In Hebrews 5:14, my friend, the Word of God says, but solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil, you know. So it means discernment is being able to distinguish between the good and the evil.
Yeah.
And we know that that is wisdom. If you are able to separate between the good and the evil, that is called wisdom. And our wisdom is the Son of the Father, Yahushua HaMashiach himself. So it means without the Son in us, we can never know the secret things. We can never be able to discern, you know, like the things of the Spirit. But with the Son living in us, we are able to see everything. No one can be able to fool us. No one can be able to lie to us. No one can be able to misguide us or to mislead us. We can never be taken by surprise, even by the sketches and the schemes of the evil one, because of we are aware, well aware in the Spirit. We know exactly what's the next move, what's the next steps in the workplace before things are announced. Because you are in the Spirit and you discern, you can know and be able to even position yourself and even help your teams to position themselves, because of you've got a discerning heart. You've got the Spirit that can be able to see that which is evil and that which is good. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Nyabong. I'm for you too. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Spiritual discernment, what it is even all about. Let's hear from you. And of course, also you can send a WhatsApp 082-657-2729. Drop us also a voice note there. 082-657-2729.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life. No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. And forgive my voice, man. I know. It's the flu. Now, let me bring this to you, Sipho Paulose. And here is the indaba. When we talk about discernment, I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 21, verses 11. Says, when the scoffer is punished, the simple is made wise. But when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. Now, discernment is also the reception of divine knowledge about anything that the Father would want us to know at a point and a time. The reception of instruction and divine knowledge about anything that the Father wants us to know, which surrounds us, which is far from us, which will come, which we are, is upon us, that which we are upon, or how we need to be taking care of business. Divine instruction and perception is discernment. Sipho, what say you?
Well, that's very true, Mpundisi. Fine, Mpundisi, Buti, we definitely subscribe to the Spirit of God. And moreover, in every aspect of our lives, in any dimension of our lives, we see to it that we are walking with perspective, kankulunkulu, because this thing here, discernment, it needs the spiritual part of us, of which our body is a spirit. We have to worship him in truth and in spirit. And remember, the Bible, whichever, we should not quench the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Because he's the one that knows exactly. In other words, he's the one that subscribes us to the real truth of God. It is unfaithfulness to worship God, who is a spirit, but deadly, or with our flesh. Because we cannot even understand. In other words, we cannot subscribe to his truth. And that is why we need this Mfundisi. It's a serious topic in our day, because we have touched what is important earlier on in the topic. If in a spirit of discernment, definitely there are things that we won't even entertain. There is Yalangama data, Etu, gossip, Nizanganyanya, Gwenyindao, Lakona, Atumutu, Nibuzu, Chesu, Momandela. Why you have to ask about other people, not your life? Heaven. God is not there. I was praying, then I asked God, where is Mandela?
Heaven.
God cannot waste his time as umtshela ngo Solomon ukudala wafa noma wamtshela ngo
Abraham. Akahlebi.
You talk to me because all these things that have been established, the intention is to destroy the body of Christ, and they know what it is.
Tabloidism, yes.
Look, thanks for this topic, because nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu they are caught up in this in between things of not understanding the scripture. If I believe it, when Paul eshumayela ibandla laseBeria nalithatha umbhalo and prove ukuthi what he talks about is it in line with the perspective of God. In other words, there's the spirit of discernment through the word. So you cannot listen to somebody akhuluma into out of the context that contradict to the word of God. Then you call him a prophet or a voice of God. No. We need spiritual discernment. That is why we need to be skeptical and vocal about this. This is the body of Christ, and the one Unkulunkulu died for us. We cannot be taken cheap by this so-called what man. No, we've got the word that we should go and bring a reference from it. And that thing is only those who've got a spiritual discernment from this. Bangabele bayo download indaba zaMandela wakhuluma yena noThabo Mbeki nabuzo ngini lapho futhi kunindlela eyesukwini
bedela la uyabhedela
singayi lapho ngoba sesihlukumeza amanye amakhosi alisize la mfundisi spiritual discernment from the teacher ushayile lapha kakhulu First Kings chapter 3 verse 9 good we need an understanding heart everything mfundisi that we allow in our heart we become. That is why you must see my heart, and my heart is going to see through my actions. So that is why in everything that a man should guard his heart. So understanding heart is a spiritual discernment, because Solomon, when he prayed to God, he didn't ask for money, he didn't ask for faith, but he asked for an understanding heart. In other words, a heart that will take everything in God's perspective. Balalid, we need God's perspective in all things. When we face trials and tribulation, we ask from God about us, not about other people.
We ask God
to do something work in us, not to other people. Number two, when the spiritual discernment, there's a transformation in our mind. No wonder Paul said, he was slowly ogushe number one, ukuthanda guy number two, number three, okuphelele okuyintando kaNkulunkulu, God's perfect will. Intando kaNkulunkulu mane kule indaba esiyigobhozelwa ngabantu. Transformation of our mind. That mfundisi, we need to do things with perspective, kangumoya ongcwele, spiritual perspective. Or you tintile ku Proverbs chapter 1 verse 2, and nalo you tintile ku Proverbs 21 verse 11, the wisdom to receive instruction from God that leads to understanding. In other words, when God speaks to you, ati shona kubo Israel kusasa bakhwela intaba shona kubo, ngamanye amazwi they wanted the spiritual discernment ukuthi what you should do now. And number four, foundation number five, and born in the wound of spiritual discernment. We need the ability to prove what is excellent, what is blameless before God, according to Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 to 10. In other words, we need this ability to prove what is excellent and blameless before God. And we need that wisdom. In other words, we need that thing that will set a thin line between what is good and what is bad. First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 21, but prove all things. In other words, for somebody to prove, you need to establish the formula. In other words, you need to know exactly what you validated. We have to prove what is right and hold fast what is right. Verse 19, quench not the spirit of God. We cannot have the spiritual discernment unless we allow God's spirit to maneuver, to take control from us, to the one who dominates our life, and we become recessive. But once we actually move, si hamba, ninyama, we perform in seven zinyama, ebalu Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. But we need our spirit to be dominated by the Spirit of God so that we are able to have a spiritual discernment that will align things, everything that we do, in God's perspective.
Absolutely, absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. And we will listen, I promise you. What is spiritual discernment? That's what we are talking about. I trust you keep that in note. That is what we are talking about. Spiritual discernment, nothing else. Spiritual discernment, what it is even all about. That's what we're looking into. And I hope that we will stick to that. Right. Let me come to Umfundisi Mota just after this jiffy.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Iradio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 15, curds and honey he shall eat, that he may know to refuse evil and choose good. To know to refuse evil and choose good is a spiritual discernment. Mfundisi Mota, what comes to mind?
Mfundisi, that's very much true. To know to refuse evil and to choose good, it means one has the wisdom from the Father, the wisdom to be able to judge between what is good and what is evil, what is right and what is wrong. Yungago, we see uJoseph, Mfundisi. When uNkosikazi kaPotifar afuna ukumenzisa into e-wrong, but the young man chose not to. Akabanga indoda ethi, uNkulunkulu uphile akaphi ngesandla. There are people who talk like that, who will even accept pride, kuthiwa uNkulunkulu pride, athi uNkulunkulu akaphi ngesandla, even though they can see ukuthi there's an evil behind, or there's an evil motive behind that has been given, but they are not able to discern that. So spiritual discernment, Mfundisi, sidinga ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we need to be filled by the Spirit of God. Ufaro uze uthi singamtholaphi umuntu onomoya kaNkulunkulu ngale ndlela. In other words, for you to be able ukubona ukuthi this is not coming from the Father. Actually, you need to have the Spirit of God. Because when we speak, Mfundisi, ukuthi, what is it that you are able to separate? What is this coming? Is this good or is this evil? Because I hear the voice saying to me that this is my wife, I must take. Now, the question I ask is, this voice was coming from God or was coming from the evil? Because if you do not have the spiritual discernment, you will not be able even to recognize the voice of the Father when you speak
to us.
So, this is my wife. Uzwa a voice behind and saying, this woman is your wife.
And then a voice lay kulumile nalo sisi.
Na yoke inkinga la ikona.
A voice bayokuganga laba.
A voice I figure anga nakuloyo sisi. Sizakayazi naleyo ndaba, there's not even confirmation. Akukho. And the question is, ukuthi, are you able to hlukanisa ukuthi this voice is coming from God or it's coming from the devil himself?
Because ngoba ahamba yokuhleba lapha ya. Uyokwazisa. Nalabo bebafunela uIsaac uNkosikazi. uNkulunkulu wamazisa, that's why mabavela wabamukela ngoba uNkulunkulu wamazisa ke.
Wamazisa even kwayena wathi nomatshela uRebecca wathi ukufanele uzobakhelela ubenzele 1, 2, and 3
nakhoke
bazovela ngale ndlela enje. So now if we are unable ukuhlukanisa between what is good, and that is why uSolomon uthi mayethandaza into mayeyicela, wacela nje ukuthi ngicela ukuhlakanipha Nkosi, so that I may be able to judge according, because these are your people. I must not do it with my own wisdom, but I need your wisdom. So a spiritual discernment, Mfundisi, it means that we have the wisdom from the Father. And that we learn as we grow a kolweni. The word of God says, Samuel, when he was a boy, was ministering before Eli. And the Lord God called him, but Samuel ngokuthi ubengakalazi izwi likaNkulunkulu, was unable to discern ukuthi the Father is calling me up until he was trained. Earlier later on, the word of God says, so Eli perceived that this young man is being called by God, and he told him that when he called you again, this is what you must say. So such Mfundisi, kudinga ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we need the Spirit of God. That's why Apostle Paul in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, it says that, but the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You know, isn't it zikaNkulunkulu, if you do not have the Spirit of God, if you are in the flesh, you will see them as foolish, you will see them as gungamajuk. You will even disrespect the very same person that God has sent to come and bless you. God is extending his blessing toward that person. Then you will look, ukuthi umota uhamba nangenyawo, ufake t-shirt evulekile laphayana, and then you start to judge the person according to what you look, to what you see, but not being able to perceive ukuthi this is the person that the Father has sent. And you will recognize somebody that is sent by the devil as a fakusutu, as a bukeka kahle, and then you will say, this is the one, but he is not. So we need a spiritual discernment. The spiritual discernment Mfundisi isipha lokho kuhlakanipha okuvela kuNkulunkulu, so that we can be able to see ukuthi is this coming from the Father or is this coming from the opposing forces, because the enemy will always want to distract us from the way. I love what you said in the morning, I mean earlier, that you said to your daughter, she must come and say, Baba, what must I do for today? In other words, we need that guidance. We need to know ukuthi what is it that the Father is expecting us to do, so that he can guide us. When we come across those things, then we can see what the Father has told us. So we are prepared and we are ready and we are able to do what is expected from us, and we are able to separate and to discern, because the spiritual discernment, what is important is that you should be able to recognize the voice of God even if it's speaking through the trees that you walk past.
Yeah, absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I are. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. A bit of music. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Discernment, what is it even all about?
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth, life explained.
I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
All right, Mankosi, utinike sawubona.
Yes, my country, It's a very powerful matter. And I should say without a doubt, there is a serious need for spiritual discernment. Because
Siyabonga Manko, thank you so much. Thank you for the love. Thank you so much for the prayers. Siyabonga. We trust the Father. We trust Him so much. Ukuthi yasiphilisa ngaso sonke isikhathi. Siyathokoza ngendlela eyisimanga. Uye ophila kithi ngaso sonke isikhathi.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Maniki tladinyane.
Pastor Ray, Ligay, Kirimisa Bamamedi ba Radio Pulpit, Lefatsika Bophara.
Thank you.
Ke Amanda Tladinyane, go sokole tlhabile ko Block I.
All right.
Yo, Pastor Ray, what's the topic here today? About discerning spirit. Yo, this is something very great. Mwelo hore, why see how lumo zalwani? Usna that discerning spirit. Yo, Pastor, you gonna believe everything that you are told. Pastor, what happened to me the other week? Ken na ole geveki zama ya geriko chakela moruti omu. Haki fisa ko moruti omu ole kia mochakela. Then from there, hari chonze kikibu ele hai rarapela. Then hari rapela, moruti wa mboza hore. Nare ngwana o mwa hao o kae ke mo tlhalosa se grei o itse ke ke dali challenge ka ngwana ngwana o le kiolo o kwa le fetlhonga rena wa thwasa ao e arapela fetso rapela are moyo o halalang ngware wa bona lwena that is why o na le challenge ya ntlo ya gago roofing entse e gape fo e foka ya emela yetsa it's because buku kwa gago balla ha ba robala balla ka wena ba re wena nko bonno o dula moteng ga lelapa that is why ngwana o le ha le go thwasengwe lo thwasa buku kwa gage he bla 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 ao e ke be ke mmolela ke makere o itse re ke nne roofing e le gore e re gape fo e foka e be emela it's because batho ba nne motho nna yetsa peleng a rulela ntlo ile nna e ruletse pila isa emeli is just fela because ine e be ke bitsa batho ba bang bebe ba etsa ba re ba ilukisa be ba sa kokotele di zenge pila ao e wa itse pastor re pilwa ka ke ga utlwe botlhoko yang ke in the first place re bazalwane we are the children of God mariano ga re ga motho a tlo mpolella ka bokoko mo pholosong and then what is happening ga ke fitlha mo kontlong pelo ka ke ga le botlhoko yang pastor re and then I cried bitterly to the Lord. Ke botsa modimo ka re modimo nna yano I am so confused because gona yano ke motlhanga gadi wa gago o mpolella ka bokoko and then modimo and then what about you why is it hantse ke rapela pastor re the Holy Spirit said to me I created you for myself to give me glory so and then ke be ke simola ke tlala matla wa itse ka khotala kare wa itse re keng really if we do not have discerning spirit re tlo latlhwa ke bo woman of God re tlo latlhwa ke bo man of God I'm telling you re tlo latlhwa ke the prophetess of God and all of that so pastor re nna ka mokgwa ke itumetseng ka teng ke mo ko kerekeng ga ke sa tlhele ko Gauteng ke mo letlhabile kereke mo ke dulang teng mo ke tsenang teng ga gona dilo tse dintsintsintsi tse ga gona di-spices tse di tsengwang mo lefokong la modimo le re riwa plane ga re sebedise sepe ko kerekeng so I'm so grateful ke leboga ntate modimo ke a leboga
morena wetse gantle kgaitsedi morena wetse gantle Maniki Tladinyane thank you so much we really appreciate send us your WhatsApps 0826572729 talk to us directly there let's hear what you say on this matter
we are touching base on this, the issue of discernment.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho
ngibingelele kuwe mfundisi uRay, ngibingelele ke nakubafethu ke lapho ke bangamagesti, ngibingelele nakubalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni elingaphezukwawo wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazaretha. Isihloko, our topic for today, spiritual discernment, which means the spiritual eye, to have a spiritual eye, ukubona emoyeni noma iso likamoya, ukwahlukanisa okuhle nokubi. Spiritual discernment is to see and identify by noticing differences, to see by the understanding. 2 Samuel chapter 14 verse 17. Your maid servant said, the word of my Lord the King will now be comforting, for as the angel of God, so is my Lord the King in discerning good and evil.
Yeah.
And the Lord your God be with you. Khona manje emabandleni amakholwa awasakwazi ukubona okuhle nokubi, bathobela ke ukwenza ke noma yini, kukhonzwa ke abantu bakitazwe ke ikulalela inganekwane, banethezeke nokukhonza namadimoni. As the body of Christ, we are to pray to God to bless us with the gift of discerning of spirit in our churches. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7 and 10. Verse 7, but the manifestation of the spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. 10, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. As there are spirits from God, also there are spirits from the devil. There are gifts from God, and there are also fake gifts from the devil. So we need to test whether they are from God or from the devil. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 to 15. But I will omit verse 14. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Abantu abakwazi ke ukuthi ke balalele ukuthi uNkulunkulu lo noma sekuwumuntu okhulumayo. Uma ke siya ke emasontweni siyolalela ke uNkulunkulu ngoba sisendlini kaJehova. 15, but he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. I will just give a few examples of spirits. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Spirit of adoption, Spirit of grace, Spirit of meekness, Spirit of knowledge, faithful spirit. There's also the Spirit of devil, the Spirit of Antichrist, Spirit of bondage, Spirit of jealousy, Spirit of fear, boasting spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, 12, and 8. I will omit verse 12. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. 18. Seeing that many boast according to the flesh, I also will boast. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercises to discerning both good and spirit. bengishiloke last week ngolesine ke ukuthi nomoya ke udinga ke ukuthi uvocwavoce ku exercise si exercise umoya ke ngomkhuleko. First John chapter 4 verse 1 to 3, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. 2, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. 3, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which we have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 5, he who keeps his command will experience nothing harmful, and a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment. Umeleke sibone ukuthi ke sekuyisiphi ke isikhathi. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. In Acts, the Spirit is given to the faithful. If you have the Spirit of God, you will be able to discern the spirits. I thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it, sir. May the Father bless you abundantly so. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Give us a shout, 012-334-1322.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.